Hare Krishna to everybody. Hare Krishna, I am Revati Raman Das from ISKCON Tirupati. And I have been asked to tell pastimes on Lord Balaji since I am from Tirupati. I will try to say a few pastimes on Lord Balaji. I have taken one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto. 10th canto, 3rd chapter. 9th and 10th verse. I'm going to chant 9th verse. So the Balaji name is being derived. Bala means boy, kid. Ji means respect in Hindi. Balaji. That's how Lord Venkateshwara or Srinivasa got the name as Balaji. So in Venkateshwara Mahatma, it's been mentioned. My language is okay? Am I fast or okay? Fast? Okay. Because too many Indian languages we speak. So, Balaji, the word is being derived from this particular verse. Tam madbhutam bhalakam ambujekshanam. This from 10th canto, 3rd chapter, 9th verse. Tam adbutam balakam ambujekshanam chaturbujam shankagadadi udhayudam sivasalashmam ghalashobila saustubam pitambaram sandra payodi saubagam. So when Vasudeva saw the child Balakrishna for the first time, he chanted this verse. Tam adbutam, so wonderful. Tam adbutam balakam, O child. So, Venkateshwara Mahatma says, so Balaji, the name is from this verse. Balaji, Balakam. Tam adbutam balakam ambujekshanam chaturbujam shankagadadi udhayudam sivasya lakshmam galashobikaustubam pitambaram sandra payodi saubagam. The translation. Vasudeva then saw the newborn child. He had very wonderful lotus-like eyes and who bore in his four hands the four weapons, Shankha, Chakra, Gada and Padma. On his chest was the mark of Srivasta. On his neck the brilliant Kaustubha gem, dressed in yellow, his body blackish like a dense cloud, his scattered hair fully grown and his helmet and earrings sparkling uncommonly, the valuable gem, Vaidurya, the child decorated with a brilliant belt, armlets, bangles and other ornaments appeared very wonderful. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. To support the word Adbhutam, meaning wonderful, the decorations and appearances of the newborn child are fully described, as confirmed in Brahma Samhita. The hue of the Lord's beautiful form resembles the blackish color of dense clouds. Asita means blackish and Ambuda means cloud. It is clear from the word Chaturbhujam that Krishna first appeared with four hands as Lord Vishnu. No ordinary child in human society has ever been born with four hands. And when is a child born with fully grown hair. The descent of the Lord, therefore, is completely distinct from the birth of an ordinary child. The Vaidurya gem, which is sometimes appears bluish, sometimes yellow, and sometimes red, is available in Vaikuntha Loka. The Lord's helmet and earrings were decorated with this particular gem, Vaidurya. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shamate Bhakti Vedanta Swam Nitinamne Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Prachani Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschayata Deshtani Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gauravaktarunda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, you know, Tirupati, Tirumala is very, very famous temple in the world. In the 60s, Vatican in Rome was number one. Balaji's temple in Tirupati was number two. Money-wise, number of people visiting the temple, the shrines. So today, Balaji is number one in the world and Vatican is number two. The most attractive deity in the world is Lord Balaji, Venkateshwara. Every day, 100,000 people come, minimum, to see Lord Balaji. And daily collection is something like $250,000. Can you imagine? $250,000 every day collection, undi collection. Apart from the collections, it gets so many other donations in kind, like gold, jewels, silver, platinum, unlimited. You know, people throng to the temple throughout India and around the world. And you know, in St. Petersburg in America is pretty famous. And also in Birmingham here, you have a Balaji temple, I was told. Of course, I visited once. So Balaji is quite famous because he is Krishna. In 1974, Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulandan Ki Jai. 1974, Srila Prabhupada visited Balaji for the first time. When he saw Balaji, he looked at him and said, he is Balakrishna. And also Prabhupada appreciated the temple management. It's a massive temple, ancient temple, very beautiful temple. How many of you have seen Balaji, Diti? How many of you have seen Balaji? You have seen. Okay. So very beautiful deity. The height of the deity is around 7 feet. With Shankhu, Chakra, Gadha, Padma, as has been described here. And it's got a beautiful smile. Especially on Fridays, Abhishekam takes place. Every Friday. And very difficult to get tickets. The Abhishekam tickets are booked for 50 years. It's booked for 50 years. And you can get the ticket in black. But very difficult, that too. The ticket is around 1,000 rupees. In the black it is 1 million rupees. Can you imagine? 10 lakhs. 10 lakh rupees, 1 million rupees, 1,000 rupees, in black it is 1 million rupees, people are ready to buy, but you don't get the ticket. So Balaji is famous for his dressing. You know what's the cost of his dress? One dress. One set of dress, Balaji dress. That is... in dollars or pounds, I don't know. It is 30 crore rupees. 30 crore rupees. How much? $5 million. One dress. 30 crores. That means he has golden dhoti, 20 meters. Diamond mukut. Diamond abhaya hasta. Diamond varada mudra. Diamond sword, diamond belt, diamond necklace, diamond shanku and chakra, you know, plus a golden dhoti, beautiful golden dhoti. So one dress is $5 million, that is 30 crores. Tell me who can dress up like that? So Balaji is known for dressing. Especially loves nice dressing and flowers. Every Thursday, they call it as Pulangi Seva. Lord Balaji is decorated with flowers. And every Thursday, you have this Netra Darshan. You can see the eyes also. Other days, eyes are closed. On Thursday, you can see the eyes. And he has got unlimited jewels. Unlimited ornaments. Now there's a challenge. competition between Lord Balaji and Ananta Padmanabha Swami temple in Trivandrum. You heard of it? In Trivandrum, there's a beautiful deity of Lord Vishnu, Ananta Padmanabha Swami, lying down. You never heard of it? It came out in just 2 years back. It was big news in India. Below the temple, there's some six cabins out there. They found out recently. They opened four cabins. The government of India, the Supreme Court, gave the permission to open the cabins. After many, many centuries, when they opened, they found unlimited wealth. They found a huge cow size, life size, made of gold. Elephant made of gold. And some 15 big vessels of gold coins. Other 20, 30 vessels of jewels. And ornaments. And this deity, Ananta Padmanabha Swami deity, is huge. It's 20 feet. Lord lying down. The whole deity is covered by gold. And to see the deity, you have three doors. Face is one door, middle portion one door, and feet one door. You know, you got to see part by part. First you will see the face, then the navel, then the lotus feet. So now the talk is, who is rich? Is it Balaji or Padmanabha Swami? Who is rich? It's a competition. And it's been said, and the amount of jewels and the gold available with the Trivandrum temple, that's Ananta Padmanabha Swami temple, each Indian can get $1 million. That much money is there. So the state government, Kerala government, they said this money belongs to our state government. We're going to use it for the people. He claimed. Then the central government said, no, this belongs to center. This money should be used for the whole India, not just for one state. Then what happened? After some time, both stopped claiming, neither the central government or the state government. The chief minister of Kerala, he said, that money is ours. He kept quiet. The central government, they were claiming, they kept quiet. You know why? Three people died in line. The person who took the matter to the court to open the doors of these cabins, he died. The person who opened it, he died. The person who did the job, all the organizing things, he died in line. So the chief minister got scared. And the central government, they got scared. All kept quiet. Money is simply sitting there. Even today they're counting. Counting is going on. Last 3 years they've been counting. It's not over. The Supreme Court person, state government officer, temple officer, one from the public, and few workers, they're counting money. Still is going on. You see? So that's the kind of money India has. A lot of money came to London, including the Kohinoor diamond. So it's like that. You see. So Balaji is known for dressing. In Tamil, it's called as Udai. Udai. Lord Balaji is known for Udai. And you heard of Lord Ranganatha temple in Srirangam? Right? Lord Ranganatha also lying down, posture of the Lord. It's a huge deity. The one I spoke of, Trivandrum, Ananta Padmanabha Swami, almost like Ranganatha. But the hand features are different. He's holding a Shivalinga. So he is known for walking. That means every evening Lord Ranganatha comes out for a walk. They carry him on the palanquin and Lord walks. Evening walk he comes. He goes around the town. He goes around the water body Pushkarani and goes back to the temple. So Ranganathan Nadai. His walking style is very amazing. Every day his walking is amazing. One day he walks like a swan. Hamsavahana. A swan vehicle. On that Lord sits. And those who carry, all the devotees carry. They carry and they walk like swan. The Lord moves like swan. Next day it will be Gajavahana, elephant. And how the elephant walks. Like that they walk. Lord is sitting, Lord Ranganatha is sitting. Gajavahana, he walks like elephant. And the next day it is Ashwavahana. And these devotees are trained to jump like horse and walk. You know, so they jump and walk. You know, Lord is jumping, Ashwavahana. One day, the next day it will be Sarpavahana. It's Sarpa, like snake, shh, you know. Like that the devotees they carry, they go very fast like a snake, they run and go. You know, Sarpavahana, Ashwavahana, Hamsavahana, Simhavahana, walking like a lion. So Lord Ranganatha is known for his walking style. If you go to Kanchipuram, how many of you visited Kanchipuram in South India? Lord Varadaraja. It's a huge, massive temple, Kanchipuram. The Lord Varadaraja is known for his umbrella. The biggest umbrella in the world is about 30 feet, the diameter of the umbrella. 30 feet, decorated with gold and silver with some jewels. Every evening, Lord Varadaraja walks underneath this umbrella. So in Tamil, it is known as Kodai. Ranganathan Nadai, Lord Ranganatha is walking. Varadarajan Kodai, Lord Varadaraja's umbrella. Balaji and Udai, Lord Balaji is dressing. There is no match in the three worlds. There is no match. Nobody can have an umbrella like Varadaraja. Nobody can walk like Ranganatha. Nobody can dress up like Balaji. It's been said, man has 150 styles, different styles of walking. And woman, 350 styles she has. She knows how to walk. And Lord, 1,500 styles he can walk. So Lord Ranganatha is for his walking. Lord Balaji is for his dressing. And Varadaraja for his beautiful umbrella. So I think from 23rd, in Tirupati, Lord Balaji's Brahmosams will start. It goes for 9 days. Brahmosam is Lord Brahma came and inaugurated the function. Every evening Lord comes out on different vahana. Vahana means vehicles. And go around 10 lakhs, 1 million people gather every evening to see the Lord. You know, it's packed. Whole Tirupati will be packed. Now the mean Brahmosams. Brahma Utsavams, known as Brahmosams. So, and also, is known, Lord is known as Saptagiri, Lord of Saptagiri, Lord of seven hills. Seven hills we have. On the seventh hill is Lord's temple is situated. That's Tirumala temple. Srinivasa temple. So, different hills has different names. Venkatadri, Sheshadri, Garudadri, Vishabhadri, Anjanadri, Narayanadri, Niladri, seven hills. Anjanadri, Hanuman was born there on these hills, Anjana hills. No, Lord Hanumanji. And Venkatadri, it's a very beautiful pastime. Near Tirumala, there's a village known as Pirumalpalli. There is one Brahmana by name Madhava. And each name, you know, like Venkatadri, Sheshadri, Garudadri, Anjanadri, there's a pastime. There's a pastime. And also the famous pastime is Srinivasa Kalyanam. How Lord Balaji got married. That's amazing pastime. That is very lengthy. How Lord Balaji got married. Because Lord Balaji gave word to Yashoda Devi. You know, Lord Krishna from Vrindavan, he went to Mathura. From Mathura, he went to Dwaraka. When he went to Dwaraka, he got married to 16,108 wives, queens. So later, Krishna comes to Kurukshetra for solar eclipse, Surya Grahana. That means even the Brajabasis from Braj, they come to Kurukshetra. And also many devatas, they all come there to take bath in Brahma Sarovara. That time Yashoda Maya meets Krishna and cries.
my dear son, what is this? I heard you got married. You got married 16,108 times to queens. I couldn't witness one wedding. Is it fair on your part? Then Lord Krishna says, Mother, next marriage you'll perform. You'll perform the marriage. So Lord Krishna came as Srinivasa, that's Balaji. And Mother Yashoda came as Ukula Devi. Ukula. When you see Balaji temple, when you come out, you will see a beautiful small temple of Ukula Devi, that is Yashoda Maya. You know, so Krishna gave word to Yashoda Maya that you will perform the wedding. So in Balaji Leela, Srinivasa Kalyanam, Ukula Devi, she performs the wedding of Lord Balaji. At the same time, Lord Balaji got married to Padmavati. And Padmavati is Vedavati of Ramayana. You almost been knowing Vedavati. She wanted to marry Lord Ramachandra. Lord Ramachandra says, no, I'm performing Ekapatni Vrata. It's not possible. Next incarnation, I'll marry you. So Vedavati comes as Padmavati and Yashodamaya as Ukula Devi. And he fulfills their desire. Lord fulfills the desires of Yashoda Devi and Vedavati. So each hill has a pastime. So Pirumalpalli, there's a place, there's one Brahmana by name Madhava. Every day this Brahmana is to go, this Madhava is to go to jungle, collect some flowers, some fruits, and come and assist his father in Archana of the Lord Vishnu. They should do puja. That's his job. Every day he'll go and bring the flowers, fruits, and assist his father in Archana. One day he happens to see a beautiful girl in the jungle. Black color, but she's very beautiful. So this Madhava is astonished and he'll approach this girl and ask, how is that you are here, O beautiful one? It's a very dangerous place. You are alone here. How is that? What's your name? And she says, my name is Kuntala. I live here in the jungle. We are tribal people. My father is a hunter. Nearby our tribe is there. We all live there actually. This is my place. I live here. So this Madhava, seeing that girl, her beauty, is attracted. He proposes, oh Kuntala, can you marry me? Then she says, see, I am a forest girl, tribal girl. But you look so clean, nicely dressed up. Hare Krishna. You got nice, beautiful decoration on your forehead. How it will be a good match between you and me? No, it's not possible. If you can become like my father, if you can come and stay with our tribe, then no problem. I can marry you. So the Madhava is so attached, infatuated to her beauty, he agrees. He gets married to Kuntala in the jungle. Association, bad association, all hunters, drunkards, meat eaters, you know. In the course of time, this Madhava loses his qualities. They start hunting the animals, he starts drinking, eating meat, you know. Like this garland, it's got nice smell. Inside the string which is holding the garland, you know, it's smelling so nice. Same flower smell. Association. Because the string has no smell actually. It's cotton. Since it is associating with flowers, it has got such nice smell. But the same string, if you tie bones, if you remove these flowers, tie bones, how it will smell? It will smell horrible. So like Madhava, it was such a nice Vaishnava, associating with these tribal people, these drunkards and meat eaters, he got the same thing, same vasanas, same habits. So it totally changes. Killing animals, drinking, abusive language he develops. As days were going on, one day his wife Kuntala died. When Kuntala died, this Madhava started repenting. Oh my God. He started lamenting. Oh, what is this? I gave up everything and I came for this girl and she's dead now. So he starts drinking more and more and more and more. Starts drinking. One day he's afflicted with leprosy. Leprosy is a horrible disease where the fingers fall off, nose falls off, his toes are fallen. So these tribal people, they chase him out. Oh, it looks like some dangerous disease. They throw him out from the tribe. This Madhava is all alone, moving around in the jungle. He's eating some fruits. So one day, one evening, he's sitting under a tree, and he's thinking, what happened to me? I was with my father, doing such nice devotional service. Today I lost everything. I lost my family. I came for this Kuntala, she died. I lost my age, I lost my youth, and I lost my health. Everything is gone. How nicely I was worshipping the Lord with my father. I totally forgot about my Lord. So I start praying to the Lord. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. When will I get your blessings, my Lord? Some deep introspection. So lamenting, he's crying, and he sleeps off. Early in the morning, he hears sound vibration. Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya. Radha Ramana Hari, Govinda Jaya Jaya. Then he gets up. Oh, somebody is chanting my Lord's name. After so many years, I am hearing Lord's name. Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya, Radha Ramana Hari, Govinda Jaya Jaya. Shuddha Shabda. As you keep on hearing the Shuddha Shabda, the consciousness blooms. When you hear these middle sound vibrations, Ashuddha Shabda, one which is not connected to Lord, then the consciousness shrinks. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, our consciousness blooms. If you hear some cinema song or some other mundane musics, then the consciousness shrinks. The consciousness can shrink, avrata. It can bloom to the highest, purna vikasita. Avrata is a consciousness. It's there, but it's covered, totally covered. That's the lowest level. For example, trees, herbs and shrubs. Consciousness is there, but it's covered, totally covered. Next level is shankuchit. Consciousness is there, but it's shrunken. That's cats and dogs, animals. Consciousness is there, but it's shrunken. Next level is mukalita, bud. That's human beings. What is the quality of a flower bud? It has the ability to bloom. It can bloom. Like that, we are mukalita, we have the ability to bloom. But not the avrata and shankuchit. They can't bloom. It's difficult. So if we have the ability to bloom, as we keep on hearing Shuddha Shabda, the consciousness blooms. The next level is vikasita, is blooming, vikasita. Next level is purna vikasita, fully bloomed, like Srila Prabhupada, pure devotees, fully bloomed. So avrata, shankuchit, mukarita, vikasita, purna vikasita. That is totally covered consciousness, trees, herbs and shrubs. Shankuchit, consciousness is shrunken. Mukalita, ability, the consciousness can bloom, human beings. Next, vikasita, blooming. Last, purna vikasita, fully bloomed. The pure devotees, acharyas. So as we hear Shuddha Shabda, the consciousness blooms. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. As has been said, from Naam comes Dham. Vrindavan Dham, it came from Naam. Mayapur Dham, it came from Naam. Tirupati Dham, it came from Naam. Govinda, 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 the name came. Dham came. Goswamis, Mahaprabhu, others have chanted Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Vrindavan bloomed. You see? From Naam comes Dham. Without Naam, there is no Dham. Naam is everything. You see? నామవీను కలికాలి నహి ఆర ధర్మ సర్వమంత్ర సారనామ ఏ శాస్త్ర మర్మ. నామ్ కృష్ణ అండ్ కృష్ణస్ నేమ్ ఆర్ వన్ అండ్ ద సేమ్. దర్ ఇస్ నో డిఫరెన్స్. అండ్ శ్రీ ప్రభుపాద సేస్ దోస్ హూ రియలైజ్ దట్ కృష్ణ అండ్ కృష్ణస్ నేమ్ ఈజ్ వన్ హీఈస్ ఎ ప్యూర్ డివోటీ. ఈజ్ ఎ ప్యూర్ డివోటీ. సో ఇస్ మాధవ ఈ నో మై లార్డ్స్ నేమ్ సంబడి ఇస్ చాంటింగ్ మై లార్డ్స్ నేమ్. He gets up, is a leper, you know, he takes on stick and starts walking towards the sound vibration. Then he sees a group of devotees, they're chanting and they're walking. So Madhava joins them. So these devotees, they see Madhava, sick person. They stop and ask him, who are you? From where are you? What happened to you? So Madhava tells his history, what happened, how he came to the jungle, how he got married to this girl, Kuntala. Kuntala, one who puts you in hell, known as Kuntala. Kunta. Why Kunta? You know, if my friend is there, if he's spoiling my consciousness, he is my Kunta. My husband, my wife, they're spoiling my consciousness. They are putting me in Kunta consciousness. Kunta means full of anxiety. Vaikunta is the place where there is no anxiety. It's all the consciousness. So he got married to Kuntala and he fell into Kunta. Madhava, who was in Vaikunta, he fell into Kunta because he was infatuated to this girl. Only sense enjoyment. That's why marriage is special. Marriage, vivaha, yajna, kanyadana. Vedic wedding is very special. It's been said, if somebody offers their daughter to the boy, he'll go back to God. That is known as kanyadana. Why is that? Vivaha, yajna. He's offering his daughter to a boy, he goes back to God. It explains. Vivaha Yajna explains. Because he should look for a boy who is a devotee. He should give his daughter only to a devotee. Together, when they perform devotional service, he gets all the spiritual piety and he'll go back to God. This Kanyadana is observed very much. In marriages, the most important ritual is Kanyadana. But today nobody knows. In India nobody knows. No, it's only a show. It's really a show. Kanyadana. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulandana Bhagavan Ki Jai, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai, Gaur Nitai Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. It's like that. Nobody knows about marriage nowadays. Marriage is just the first day is a big show. Get married and keep on fighting. India also now following the West. Divorces. Maximum. Where they are not following the principles of Dharma. So the Madhava meets them. And they ask about him. He explains everything. Then they say, we are all going to Tirumala to see Lord Srinivasa. Oh Madhava, would you like to join us? Oh, yeah, I want to see my Lord. Please take me. So they all walk together. Doing bhajan, they go to Tirumala. Tirupati is a downhill. Tirumala is uphill. Lord Srinivasa is an uphill. Tirumala. Downhill is known as Tirupati. Tiru means Lakshmi. Pati means Lord. Lakshmi's Lord is Vishnu, Krishna. Tirumala, Lakshmi Devi. Mala means mountain. Tirumala. So uphill is Tirumala, downhill is Tirupati. So they all climb the Tirumala hills. They start climbing. There are 7 hills. The first hill you can manage. You can climb. How many of you have climbed Tirumala hills? You have climbed 2 there. Go to climb. It's an experience. How many of you have performed Govardhana Parikrama? Many of you, no? It's like that. much more difficult because you got to climb. You know. In a Venkatesha Mahatma, it's been said there's no difference between Govardhana Hill and Tirumala Hill. They're one and the same. Both are from spiritual world. Lord Balaji Hill is known as Kridachala. And Govardhana is from Goloka Vrindavana. So, as they start climbing, first hill Madhava managed. He's a sick man, leper. Second hill is very steep. It's known as Ghali Goparam. It's almost 70 degrees. Right? Your experience. Right? Second hill and the last hill, seventh hill, is very difficult. You pant, you know. You fret and shut and pant. Very difficult to climb. Myself and Radha Swami, we climbed once. In 2005, together, we climbed. He's holding the record. Radhana Swami is holding the record. In 2 hours, he climbed. Generally, people take 3 hours or four to climb the hill. Maharaj finished in 2 hours. He was moving very fast. Next champion is Guru Prasad Swami and Bhakti Bhushan Swami. 2 hours, 15 minutes, they finished. So when he started climbing the hill, I told Maharaj, I thought Maharaj is new for him. I told Radhana Swami, Maharaj, it's quite steep. You know, better you should walk like this, zigzag, you know. You'll not strain your knees. You'll not become tired. He said, yeah, okay, Prabhu, fine, Prabhu, fine, Prabhu, you know. Then I thought I'm like a teacher, you know. I just explained to Maharaj how to climb, you know, because I'm experienced. So as we started climbing, Maharaj was moving like wind. I was behind him panting. You know. So he used to go up and wait for me. Come on, Prabhu, come on. Ah, you know, his laughing style. So he used to laugh like anything looking at me. So the spiritual strength. So Maharaj said, since we were walking together on the steps, we are stepbrothers. And for the Pune temple inauguration, you have seen Pune temple? From the main temple to Balaji temple. They have a Balaji temple. It's known as the Balaji temple. So between the main temple, Radha Krishna temple and Balaji temple, there's a bridge. So after the inauguration of Radha Krishna temple, Radhana Swami told me, Revitraman, you should come with me. Because you are from Tirupati, you should be there for Balaji temple inauguration. Come with me, he took me. We were walking together on the bridge, crossing. Then he said, in Tirupati, we are stepbrothers. In Pune, we are bridge bossies. Walking on the bridge. Maharaj has this kind of nice ideas and humor, a lot of humor. So, there is Madhava, he was finding very difficult to climb the hill, second hill and the last hill. Second hill he could not climb. He started calling Lord's name. Govinda. You should come. Govinda. 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 When I was a young boy, right from young age, I've been going to Balaji Hills. He's my family deity, Lord Balaji. You know, and whole hill is to vibrate. Govinda, 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 Govinda. Whole hill is to vibrate. But today hardly people chant. Only some of ISKCON duties they chant. Just in the altar, sanctum, sanctorium, people chant. Govinda, Govinda. Others don't chant. People are shy. You know, even the Lord also. They say Govinda. Antakale, Narayana Smriti. At the time of death, nothing will save us. Only the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And that's hope. Holy name is our hope. So he chants Govinda, 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 and he faints. And all the devotees, they come running to Balaji. This is Madhava. Hey Madhava, what happened? Madhava, get up, what happened? No. They sprinkle some water. Then Madhava gets up. After some time, he gets up, his leprosy is gone, is cured. He's shining, very effulgent. He's dressed in jewels and silks. They're all stunned. What is this miracle? They all call out, Govinda! 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 They all call Lord's name. You know? That time, Lord Brahma comes there on a swan vehicle. He comes, gets down, and he'll come bless all Madhava and all the devotees. And he says, look at the miracle of these hills. This Madhava, such a sinner, by chanting Govinda's name and climbing the hill, all his sins are eradicated. So I'm going to name these hills as Venkatadri. Ven means sins. Kata means to remove. Adri means the mountain. The mountain which can remove all the sins, Venkatadri. So the deity, Lord Srinivasa, will be known as Venkateshwara. Ven means sins. Kata means to remove. Ishwara means Supreme Lord. That's how the deity got the name as Venkateshwara. Venkatadri. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu climbed this hill. Venkata hill, Venkata hills. It's been mentioned Venkata. Venkata hills. And also in Srimad Bhagavatam, Balramji visited this place, Tirupati. It is there. So kind of famous place. And again, Hanuman, that's what the hill got the name as Venkatadri. Hanumanji took birth there. Hanuman's mother's name is Anjana Devi. She was desiring to have a very, very good Brahminical son. So on the Tirumala hills, there's a place known as Akasha Ganga. Very sacred place. Beautiful waterfalls. It's been said from Akash, from North India, from Himalayas, over the Akash it comes and falls. It's known as Akasha Ganga. Anjana Devi, she was sitting there and doing tapas to have a very good Brahminical son. So during that time, Lord Shiva and Parvati Devi, they come for Lord Venkateshwara's darshan, Srinivasa darshan. After darshan, while going back to Kailas, they're flying over Tirumala hills, while going back, they see a lot of monkeys. They see a lot of monkeys playing around. The Lord Shiva sees these monkeys and tells Parvati Devi, Devi, how about taking the monkey form and play for some time? Do you mind? She says, okay, Lord, we can play. What is there? So Lord Shiva becomes a monkey and Parvati Devi, she becomes a monkey. They take the forms of the monkeys and they're playing with other monkeys. During that time, one drop of Lord Shiva's sweat falls into a flower. And immediately the flower closes, turns into a fruit. The fruit was carried by Vayudeva, the wind god, and drop in Mother Anjana's hand. And Vayudeva tells Anjana Devi, you consume this fruit. You'll conceive a nice child. A Brahminical child you wanted, you'll get a very good child, very powerful. Name him as Pavanaputra, my son. At the same time, Shiva Shakti is the Shakti of Lord Shiva. So Hanuman is Shiva Shakti plus Pavanaputra. So others of the hill got the name as Anjanadri. Garudadri. Once Garuda brings, Lord Vishnu tells Garuda, take the hill, Kridachala, from Vaikuntha, place it in Bhuloka. I'm going to go there and perform some pastimes. So the hill got the name as Garudadri. So different names. Venkatadri, I told you. Anjanadri, Garudadri, Sheshadri, Vishabadri, Iradri. So it's 8:30. If you have any questions, you can ask me.